U.S. Army Colonel H.R. McMaster recently returned from Iraq. He's an advisor to U.S. Commander General David Petraeus on counterinsurgency operations there. Colonel McMaster says the surge is helping communities regain some security, and he says the Iraqi government needs time to build on these successes.
What you find in Iraq is in the areas where there is improved security, there is tremendous progress toward reconciliation or accommodation at the local level. So the key thing is to try to connect those local successes with something at the national level. These are things that take time, but these are areas where we're now making more progress.
But it's often said that we're on different time clocks, that the Washington time clock is a different one than the Iraqi time clock, especially at the national level, that they have to want it more than we want it.
Well, they do want it more than we want it. The question is, are they able to do what is necessary to achieve sort of sustainable stability in the country without our assistance? I think one of the things to really understand is that if we withdraw from these areas precipitously, the war doesn't stop. It gets worse. And what is really going to be critical is whether the communities are going to move toward this political accommodation or if they're going to move apart from each other and prepare for a communal struggle or a civil war that they see in their future.
H.R., if there is a change in policy, what would a troop pullout look like?
Well, I think it would be important to do your best to set conditions for enduring security in your area. And the key thing would be to ensure that Iraqi security forces have the trust of the population. And so one of the things that we had to really focus on in our area, because it was a mixed sectarian, mixed ethnic area, is to really help introduce Iraqis to their own security forces. Because at the end of the day, the Iraqis really didn't care whether or not the person who was securing them was a Kurd, a Shia Turkmen, a Sunni Arab, as long as that person treated them with respect and had their best interests at heart. So Iraqi leaders developing that kind of relationship with the population is important. That's what our troopers are focused on, our units are focused on, to set conditions for enduring stability such that stability can be maintained as we reduce coalition forces over time.
Do you understand the frustration in Washington as you see that even stalwart Republicans are beginning to turn on the Iraq policy?
Well, I mean, it's not for me to understand or not understand it. You know, of course, what the military does is do its best to execute the mission it's given. And as my old command sergeant major used to say, you know, if we're told to pack up tomorrow, boys, we're packing up tomorrow. If we get back and 2 weeks later we're told to pack up and go back, we'll go back.
Thank you very much. U.S. Army Colonel H.R. McMaster is an expert in counterinsurgency operations in Iraq.